With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Firefighting crews have been busy in North and South Carolina, where gusty winds have fueled several wildfires.
According to the South Carolina Forestry Commission, a 1,600-acre wildfire was still burning uncontained in Horry County, but no structures have been lost or injuries reported. In North Carolina, the U.S. Forest Service says crews are working to get a handle on blazes burning in four forests across the state, one about 50 miles east of Charlotte. An evacuation order remains in effect for part of Polk County, North Carolina. Audio courtesy WPDE and WMBF. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, Canadian and Mexican tariffs are set to take effect tomorrow.
We're going to bring our car industry back. We're going to bring our chips back. We're going to bring so many things back to our country, including pharmaceuticals and drugs. And the thing that's going to get us there is tariffs.
Reuters this morning is reporting that Honda will produce its next-generation Civic Hybrid in Indiana instead of Mexico to avoid potential tariffs. European leaders are throwing their full weight behind Ukraine. At a weekend summit, they announced outlines of a plan to end Russia's war.
There is a big stumbling block. While there may be a coalition of the willing countries that say they could go and help police any ceasefire or any peace agreement, unless the US is willing to stay engaged at some level, it is the belief of the Prime Minister here and other European leaders that this won't credibly deter future Russian aggression. And it's not at all clear what Donald Trump is willing to offer beyond this prospect of a minerals deal and having some U.S. workers in Ukraine, in the country.
That's the BBC's Ian Watson. A check on Wall Street stock futures are higher this morning. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports that America is turning against transgenderism.
The latest poll from the Pew Research Center finds support for laws that limit transgender behavior is growing. 66% of adults say males should not be allowed to play sports against females, up from 58% that felt that way 3 years ago. 56% say it should be illegal for doctors to perform sex change operations on children, up from 46% in 2022. Growing numbers of Americans also want transgenderism kept out of the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has continued to block President Trump's plan to pull federal funding from institutions that provide sex change operations on children. The federal judge in Seattle issued the permanent injunction over the weekend. She had previously granted a two-week restraining order after the Democratic Attorneys General of Washington, Oregon, and Minnesota sued the Trump administration. This is SRN News. It's official. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is running for mayor of New York City. Correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo shaking up the New York City mayor's race, announcing he's running Saturday, Sunday holding a rally at the Carpenters Union.
We are here because we love New York and we know New York City is in trouble.
He stepped down following sexual harassment allegations from at least 11 women, which he denies. His critics also point to nursing home deaths during COVID. But Cuomo criticizes his opponents and says he's the right candidate out of the crowded Democratic field. Cuomo wants more police and tougher action on crime and homelessness. His biggest challenger right now, Mayor Eric Adams, who's trying to get his federal corruption charges dismissed. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.